1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh. Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening once again. Welcome to Pleasant Valley Elementary here in Peters Township and the WPIL softball playoffs. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll move into the quarterfinals of the 6A bracket. Number 4, Canada McMillan, and number 5, Mount Lebanon, meet for a third and decisive final time this year. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Jason Tennant, our floor director, with Noah Tennant on camera. Welcome into the Visit Greene County pregame show here on WJPA. Mount Lebanon comes in as the fifth-place team in the 6A section, finishing the regular season at 8-11. But the Blue Devils are one of the hottest teams not named Hempfield, rolling in with 7 wins in their last 8 games, starting with a mid-April win over the Big Macs. After a couple of losses down south to start the year, Canada McMillan rattled off 5 straight wins, the last of which was at home against Mount Lebanon. But a 6-game losing streak followed, and the Big Macs then closed the season with just 3 wins in their last 7 to finish at 8-12. The winner gets number 1 Hempfield, each having been run-ruled twice by the Spartans. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington moving forward together. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half century of service. And by Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. We'll look at the rest of the Washington Greene County schedule, bring you starting lineups when the Visit Greene County pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Camera Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. WNJ in Washington, moving forward together.
Welcome back to Pleasant Valley. Ahead of our 6A quarterfinal matchup, the 4-seed Big Macs and the 5-seed Mount Lebanon Blue Devils. Other action today, West Allegheny beat Greater Latrobe 11-1. Thomas Jefferson just edged South Fayette 3-2. Trinity softball in 5A in action. The Hillers are down 11-2 with Plum batting in the top of the fifth inning. And then, of course, Cannon McMillan and Lebo coming up. Baseball action, Charleroi, a 4-2 winner over Mount Pleasant in the 3A bracket. And coming up momentarily at WNJ's Ross Memorial Park, number 16 Waynesburg set to take on number 1 Avonworth. Starting lineups when we come back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network on the Visit Greene County pregame show.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Let's take a look at our starting lineups brought to you by Valley View Farms. First of all, for the Mount Lebanon Blue Devils, leading off and playing shortstop, Becca Davis, followed by the catcher, Danny McClinchy, and the left fielder, Sarah Stroh. Pitcher Lily Dwyer will bat fourth, followed by third baseman Lila Gattano and the first baseman, Hannah Tallarico. Right fielder Liv Park bats seventh, followed by the designated player, Sydney Donahue, and the second baseman, Olivia Ride. The center fielder, Greta Dineen, is the flex player for Mount Lebanon. And now for the Cannon McMillan Big Macs, leading off and playing right field will be Aurora Sheridan. The second baseman, Addison Smith, follows, and then designated player Lila Jakubik. Batting fourth and playing third base is Harley Tournay, followed by the pitcher Lila Mowry and first baseman Sophie Carl. Center fielder Morgan Bloomer hits seventh, followed by the left fielder Callie Stonemark and the shortstop Addie Jordan. Catcher is the flex player, that is Emily Boer. First pitch in the 6A WPIL softball quarterfinals when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event. And and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Lila Mowry in the circle for Cannon McMillan, working with Emily Boer behind the plate. Sophie Carl at first, Addison Smith at second, Harley Tournay at third, and Addie Jordan, the shortstop. Callie Stonemark, Morgan Boomer, and Aurora Sheridan, the outfield, from left around to right for Cannon McMillan. Plum leads Trinity 11-2. Hiller's coming to bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. Big mountain for Trinity to climb. That's the 7-10 matchup. The Hillers are the 7 seed, but gave up 5 in the first two innings and have not really recovered since. Here, ready to get this one underway. Final meeting of the year between the two. Canamac won the first time around, a 12-4 victory. Ended a 5-game win, the last of 5 straight wins for the Big Macs. Mount Lebanon won the rematch 6-1 back in mid-April. First pitch swinging. Line shot going to split the outfield. Line shot by Becca Davis. She's in the second. First pitch double for the Blue Devils. Davis up at second. The batter now is Danny McClinchy. Well, not a lot of guesswork there. Davis got in the box and just jumped the first pitch from Mowry and laced it between Sheridan and Boomer and went all the way to the fence in right center field. First pitch swinging is McClinchy. She fouls it off, out of play. Two pitches thrown so far and two pitches swung at by Mount Lebanon hitters. Swing and a miss. Good delivery there from Mowry and got McClinchy off balance. Oh, to the count. Mowry checks the wristband. Now winds and deals the 0-2 pitch in the dirt. Handled there by catcher Emily Boer. Runner does not advance from second to third. Ball and two strikes on the batter, McClinchy. Mowry winds and deals. That pitch popped up foul territory and going to get down before anybody could get to it over near the third base dugout. Long pause back at the head of the circle there by Mowry, thinking things over. Now strides, toes the rubber and deals. 1-2, lifted foul. That's over the concession and restroom building here up on top of the hill above Pleasant Valley Elementary. We're in Peters Township. Another 1-2 pitch is due. Swing and a miss. Ball up and in to McClinchy. First out. Strikeout here. That'll bring up left fielder Sarah Stroh with a runner still at second after the Davis leadoff double. Mowry's first pitch to Stroh is an off-speed runner. Delayed break throw to third. Not in time. Stolen base. And Mowry, very deliberate ready to go. 1-0. Pop foul straight back to the backstop. Ball and a strike, the count. Third batter for Mount Lebanon. Davis double, McClinchy strikeout. Davis steals third. Off-speed pitch drops in for strike two against Stroh. Mowry and Boer get the call from the dugout. 1-2, misses high. Another off-speed pitch there from Mowry. Count even up at 2-2. Ball ripped, but foul. Wide of the third base coach's box. Stroh got all of that, but just got it too early. Winding the deal, pitch in the turf, fills the count at 3-2. Mowry going to multiple off-speed pitches in this particular at-bat to Stroh. And now a 3-2 pitch. Ball popped up. Third baseman Tournay with the catch. Two outs in the inning. Runner has to hold at third. And that'll bring up Lily Dwyer, the Mount Lebanon pitcher. Breeze a little steadier and the sun behind the clouds now. Cooling effect up here on top of the hill. Runner at third and two out for Mount Lebanon. First pitch to Dwyer. Off speed misses outside. Plum Mustangs have hit yet another home run against Trinity and pushed the lead now to 10. Plum batting in the top of the sixth inning, so the Hillers will at least have to score to extend the game. Swing and a miss. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Dwyer looked like she was set to swing from the moment the ball came out of Mowry's hand. That pitch was never a strike. Missing low, but swung on, so therefore it was a strike. Davis, the double and the steal of third. A 1-1 to the plate. Low and away. Mowry trying to shut the door after that first pitch she delivered got turned around in a hurry the other way. Ground ball to short. Jordan gloves, throws, and the side is retired. Lead off double and a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the first. Mount Lebanon nothing. Kenner McMillan coming to bat here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage?
Yes, man. Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food,
vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy, too. With the all-new FNB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FNB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fnb-online.com.
Go to the bottom of the first inning. Aurora Sheridan leads off for Canna McMillan. Lily Dwyer in the circle. Danny McClinchy behind the plate with Hannah Tallarico at first, Olivia Ride at second, Lila Gattano at third, and Becca Davis is the shortstop. Pitch in the turf. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Outfield has Sarah Stroh, Greta Dineen, and Liv Park from left around to right field.
Don't lean on the fence.
Ball and a strike. Sheridan swings at a pitch below the zone. And now in a 1-2 hole. Lily Dwyer, tall right-hander. Gets the sign and now winds and deals. 1-2, Sheridan fouls it straight back. Good pitch, hittable pitch, and Sheridan got underneath it. Check of the wristband. Dwyer's 1-2. Sheridan takes up and away to even the count at 2-2. Michelle Moeller coaching in the box at first. Steve Moskow, assistant in the box at the first. I'm sorry, Moeller at third. Ground ball, 5-6 hole. Backhand attempt by Davis. That's one you either get or you don't, and she did not. Aurora Sheridan leads off with a base hit. And not a whole lot of thought about what you're doing there. You either get it or you don't. Lead off single for each team now. Batter is Addison Smith. First pitch. Misses low from Dwyer. Ball one. Sheridan on at first. There's a 1-0 to the plate. Swing and a miss. Pitch up above the letters. And Smith couldn't catch it. Big Mac's hampered by a couple of injuries. Talk about that momentarily. Smith swings and fouls the pitch off. Runner was moving. Sheridan was on the move with that pitch. Cadence Marigo out since the first game with Seneca Valley. Has a torn labrum. That is, that shoulder is still immobilized. And Brooke Boomer out for the season with a hip injury. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. That tails off. Drops below the zone. Evens the count at 2-2. Two-two pitch to the plate. Smith hits a comebacker. Pitcher fields it. Looked to second, but nobody there in time. And so elects to take the out at first on the play. Sheridan up to second on the ground out. It'll bring up Lila Jakubik. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. Trinity in a must-score situation. Down 10 runs, trying to extend the ball game. Ground ball into the 5-6 hole, fielded the throw to third. They're going to get the out call. Great play there by Becca Davis. Gattano got back to the bag after trying to get the ball. And then the throw in time, the tag, boy, We have the benefit of replay there. It looked like the foot was on the bag when the tag came down on the thigh, but the out call erases Sheridan on the outstanding play, 6-5 at third. Jakubik aboard on the fielder's choice, and Harley Tournay comes to the plate. Max had a runner at second with one out. Now a runner at first with two out. Swing and a miss by Tournay. And the Trinity game has gone final. Hillers fail to score in the sixth and lose 12-2 in six innings to Plum. So Plum and team we had here just a bit ago, Thomas Jefferson, will play in the next round. Pitch misses low from Dwyer. Dwyer looking the wristband over. Tournay waits. Comes a 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And 1-2. Mount Lebanon had a great chance in the first. The leadoff double after one out, the steal of third, but a pop out and a ground out ended that threat. Big Max with the leadoff single and a ground out. Runner at second with one out. But the great play in the 5-6 hole, and now Tournay down on strikes. First strikeout for Dwyer ends the Big Max first. We've played one. Cannon McMillan and Mount Lebanon scoreless on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Go to the Mount Lebanon second inning. Lila Gaetano to lead off. One other score update for you. Avonworth has scored four in the bottom of the first against Waynesburg in a 3A baseball game. First pitch to Gaetano from Mowry. Off the mark, ball one. Winner takes on Hempfield in the WPIL semifinals next week. Pitch apparently ruled high. Two balls and no strikes the count. Ground ball foul wide of the third base coach's box. A softball bracket has just six teams. Of course, a thin field in the 6A sports in the WPIL. Pitch tails down and in for a ball. Now 3-1. Mowry trying to find the measure here against Lila Gaetano. Pitch ruled wide for a leadoff walk. Second straight inning that Mount Lebanon's leadoff runner has reached base. That'll bring up Hannah Tallarico. Eight teams in the 6A classification in softball. The league takes six into the playoffs. Hempfield, the one seed, awaiting our winner two-seed is Seneca Valley awaiting the winner of the Norwin-Pine Ridgeland game. Should be able to get you that final here soon. Bunt shown. Pitch taken high for a ball. That's five pitches out of the strike zone of the first six thrown by Lila Mowry in this inning. Mowry getting the sign. Now steps on, wants to deliver to Tallarico. Bunt shown again. Another pitch out of the zone. That one taken in the turf. Ball two. Comes the 2-0 pitch. Misses high. Ball three. Mowry has thrown eight pitches, seven of them out of the strike zone. And catcher Emily Boer going to go out and talk things over. Get you a couple of softball updates. Don't have the Pine Richland Norwin final yet. Can tell you that North Hills in 5A, a winner over Montour 5-1. That's the 11 over the 6 seed. And a four-pitch walk to Hannah Tallarico. Back-to-back walks. First on five pitches, the second on four. And Liv Park comes to the plate. Park the right fielder. Park set, and now Mowry deals, misses low. Off-speed tails off and drops out of the strike zone. Two on, nobody out for Mount Lebanon, top of the second after they failed to score in the first inning, wasting a leadoff double. Ball fouled off. Count evens up at 1-1. In the 5A bracket, the 8 seed Armstrong, 8-6 winner over Fox Chapel. Number 4, West Allegheny, 11-1 over Latrobe in 6 innings. The 5 seed Baldwin beat Kiske 4-3. Thomas Jefferson over South Fayette, the 2 seed winning 3-2. Number 10, Plum knocks off Trinity 12-2 in 6. Pitch taken out of the zone. And 2-1 the count now. Seven-hitter Liv Park with two on and nobody out here in the Mount Lebanon second inning. North Hills over Montour 5-1. That the North Hills, the 11 seed in that 5A softball bracket. Ball is bunted but foul. Count even now at 2-2. Bunch of baseball today as well. Two full brackets, full 16 in both the 3A and 5A. Two balls, two strikes, the count on Liv Park. Mowry deals. Ball fouled off. That one heading over toward the concession stand. Tried to get a couple of hot dogs with chili, but were denied. I don't know about the chili. I know they have the hot dogs over there, but count holds at 2-2. Pitch back to the ground ball, back to the pitcher. Throw to third for one, back across. Not in time. The Big Macs get the lead runner. Play goes 1-5 to get Gaetano. Park safe at first on the play, and Tallarico moves up to second. One out now in the inning. Sydney Donahue comes up for Mount Lebanon. Donahue in the eighth spot is the designated player. Mowry's first pitch drops in for a called strike. Big Max got out of trouble in that first inning. And trying to get out of trouble here in this frame. Winding the deal in the turf, snared by Boer. Cowan even up at a ball and a strike. Good to have you along on WJPA AM in Washington, online WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, and NFHS. Mount Lebanon with runners at first and second. Ground ball to third. Step on the bag. Throw across the diamond. Get the 5-3 double play off the bat of Sidney Donahue. And the inning is over. Couple of walks, but a runner left on for Mount Lebanon. We go to the bottom of the second. Mount Lebanon and Cannon McMillan scoreless on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Go to the bottom of the second, the Canamac half of the second. Lila Mowry leads off against Lily Dwyer. First pitch swinging, ball crushed to right, but Liv Park has a beat on that, makes the grab at the, what is that, the 50-yard line? Yep. That line out to right, ball hit well, but up in the air. We'll bring up first baseman Sophie Carl. Big Macs have one hit. Lead off single by Sheridan in the first. One out here in the second. Pitch to Carl. First pitch swinging. Fly ball down the right field line, but that's going to get down and then eventually out of play. Noah could have used a glove there. No balls and a strike on Carl. Big Mac's sixth hitter in the lineup. Comebacker off the glove of the pitcher. Dwyer scrambles after it. Throw to first. Going to get the out. Nice job there by Dwyer to stay after that and retire Carl. Two outs in the inning now. And five straight batters have produced an out after the leadoff Sheridan single. First pitch to Morgan Boomer. That hits her on the foot in the turf and then hits her on the foot, the hit batter. Two-out base runner for the Big Macs. Callie Stonemark comes to the plate now. A couple of 5A baseball final scores. Upper St. Clair over Plum 16-5. So mixed bag today for Plum. They get run ruled in baseball, but do the run ruling in softball. Two-seed Penn Trafford over Fox Chapel 4-1, and Thomas Jefferson sweeps the baseball and softball twin bill. Ball bunted at and bunted through by Stonemark for a strike. TJ beat Mars 3-2 that game this afternoon at Boyce Mayview. 3A baseball winners, Charleroi over Mount Pleasant, Freeport over Quaker Valley, South Park beat Keystone Oaks, Riverside over Shadyside, and Elwood City over Ligonier Valley. 0-1 swung on a miss. Runner on the move. Throw down to second is not in time. Stolen base for Boomer, but Stonemark in an 0-2 hole now at the plate. Sanity ruling in the 3A baseball bracket. So far, the final scores that have posted are all the higher-seeded team, with the exception of Charleroi, and I always look at a 9-8 game as that's a toss-up. Everything else has a number that's separated by more than one. Pitch misses down and in to Stonemark. Ball and two strikes. Dwyer ready to go, winds and deals. The 1-2 to the plate, swing and a miss to end the inning. Second straight inning that Dwyer has fanned a batter to end the frame. A runner left on after a hit batter with two out. We've played two, Cannon McMillan, Mount Lebanon, scoreless on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Top of the third, the ninth spot in the Mount Lebanon batting order. Olivia Ride, the second baseman, stands in. First pitch swinging, ball fouled off, out of play. And those of you watching on our video on the NFHS Network, you'll see right there in the center, the blue pullover, is John Grogan, the retiring Mount Lebanon Athletic Director. Always been good to us wherever he's been, and we wish John the very best in his upcoming retirement when the school year ends. Tapper foul off the bat of Ride, and now an 0-2 count on the nine hitter. West Allegheny, Mount Lebanon, we've always enjoyed a great working relationship with John Grogan, as we do with most athletic directors around the WPIL. There are days that some of them like me less than others, but swing and a miss. High fastball from Mowry, and Ride down on strikes. Second strikeout of the game for Mowry through nine batters. We go back to the top of the order, and Becca Davis, who's only seen one pitch today. And she laced that into right center field, rolling all the way to the fence. Let's see what Mowry gives her this time. First pitch, swinging. Ball popped up in the home plate area, and it's going to drift out back behind the backstop. Davis, after that double, one out later, stole third, but a pop out and a ground out ended the Mount Lebanon first. Then they had two on, nobody out in the second, and couldn't score. Change up misses high from Mowry, a ball and a strike. After the winner decided, we'll recognize our player of the game. Brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. 1-1 to the plate, fisted foul over the first base dugout. I should have trademarked that phrase. And then when other people work here, I'd get a residual every time that gets said. But happens a lot. You need to put a little higher netting up that side to keep those balls from rolling down that walkway. 1-2, high and tight, evens the count at 2-2. Pirates baseball on WJPA, and that's why we're online today on all of our coverage. Ball popped up, and this one's going to get behind the third base dugout. Count holds at 2-2 to the one-hitter Becca Davis. crews everywhere for the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net, all of it available on NFHS. 2-2, high and tight again. And that was a foul ball, actually. Back it up. Show me that again there, Jason. Yep, home plate umpire indicated time. Okay. All right. I think we're 2-2, and that was a foul ball. Yep, indeed. Another Maori 2-2 offering taken in the turf for ball three. Now it's 3-2. You were right to begin with. The ball done lie. Isn't that what they say? Maori toes the rubber, brings a 3-2 pitch stroke down the left field line, and it's a fair ball played on one hop by the left fielder Callie Stonemark, but two ripping base hits for Becca Davis on the day. Ball well played to hold that to just a single. One out, base knocked. The batter now, Danny McClinchy. Clinchy struck out swinging her first time up. Davis was willing to run from second to third in the first inning. See if she runs here. Pitch in the turf, dug out by Boer. Winner plays number one Hempfield. That will be on Tuesday in the WPIL semis, and then those winners in the semis will wait over a week before playing again. One hopper to short. Flip to second for one. The relay. Double play. Second inning in a row. A ground ball double play ends the inning. No runs a hit. Nobody left on for Mount Lebanon in the top of the third. We played 2.5. Your score, Mount Lebanon and Canada McMillan, 0-0 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and NMLS 458729.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
We go to the bottom of the third inning, the bottom of the Canada McMillan batting order. Both teams in the same position through two frames. No runs with two batters left aboard. First pitch to Addie Jordan is in the turf, ball one. Ground ball gets over the pitcher, snared by the shortstop Davis, but she'll have no play. Lead off single for Addie Jordan in the nine spot. Got the bat to that, got enough of a hop to get it over Dwyer, and then when Davis fielded it, she couldn't get her balance back in time to make a throw, and even if she does, I don't know that she has a play. Aurora Sheridan comes to the plate for the second time. She has the Big Mac's other hit, a leadoff single in the first. Dwyer deals, bunt shown, bunt through, and up, going to rule it a foul ball. It's a foul ball. Go, Dwyer into the windup. Sheridan not showing bunt. Pulls one foul. Hat off of third base coach Steve Moskal, and he snares the ground ball. That's a fair ball. I believe that's three bases using equipment other than your glove to field a live ball. Yeah, good look there from Coach Moskal. Two-strike pitch misses wide. Tried to get Sheridan to chase, but nothing doing. Ball and two strikes. Quiet day. Tomorrow, the WPIL has moved the track and field championships from Wednesday to Thursday because of the weather. Sheridan pops it up. Foul ball, going to get back out of play. How about this? My brain tells me there are no scheduled games tomorrow in any class. And the bad weather is going to be tomorrow. How about that foresight by the committees? And they put everything next Monday, but okay. Swing and a miss. Sheridan down on strikes. Back pick throw to first. Not in time. Jordan gets back in safely. Conversation. Paige Floor came out of the Mount Lebanon dugout to talk to her home plate umpire, but no change in the status of the game. Addie Smith batting here. She hit a comebacker her first time up. Ball popped up. That comebacker ball drifts out of play. Dwyer fielded it and had a shot at second base, but neither Davis nor Ride were there. And so she reloaded and threw on to first to get the batter Smith. And then Davis made a great play in the 5-6 hole to get a tag out at third. Bunt shown and put down out in front of the plate. Throw to first, the sacrifice in time. Trying to go first to third and getting in safely is Jordan. Two base sacrifice bunt from Addie Smith. Pitcher comes in and fields it. Throws to Ride covering and then the throw back across the diamond. Not in time. Big Max being aggressive on the bases. Lila Jakubik to the plate now. She all but had a base hit her first time up. She hit that ground ball in the 5-6 hole that Davis gloved and threw to third to get the tag out. Fastball misses high, ball one. Two outs here in the Canamac third inning. Lily Dwyer winds and deals for Mount Lebanon. Ball fouled off straight back, right over the right shoulder of the home plate umpire. Canamac won the first meeting between the two, 12-4. I mentioned earlier that was the fifth game in a five-game Canamac win streak that had the CM at 5-2. But suffered six straight losses, the last of which was the Mount Lebanon game, 6-1 Blue Devils win. That started Mount Lebanon's sprint to the finish here, in which they won seven of their last eight. The only loss in there, a three-inning run rule loss to Hempfield. Ball skied down the right field line, giving chase is Park, but she runs out of room. Don't know that she would have gotten there if that ball was in play, but it was over into the bleachers. 2-2 the count on the three-hitter, Lila Jakubik, looking to drive in the game's first run. First time tonight the Big Macs have had a runner safely to third. 2-2 ground ball, shortstop, Davis gloves and throws. A little wide, but nice stretch by Tallarico, and the side retired. Lead off single, two base sacrifice, and a runner left on. We've played three. Cannon McMillan and Mount Lebanon scoreless here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Mentioned earlier, John Grogan, the retiring athletic director at Mount Lebanon, Peters Township has a new athletic director. Brian Geyer, who had been here for a number of years, has moved up to take an executive position in the WPIAL. Fly ball, first pitch swinging. Sarah Stroh hits it down the left field line, where Callie Stonemark tracks it down for the first out. One pitch, one out. And now Lily Dwyer comes to the plate. But Brian Geyer, the assistant executive director of the WPIAL now. And Mark Elphinstone, who we met several years ago when he was athletic director at Keystone Oaks, still is another week or so. But then Mark will take over as athletic director at Peters Township. Off-speed pitch misses away to Dwyer. One ball, no strikes. Long time between pitches here for Lila Mowry. High school going to go to a shot clock in basketball. If they go to the pitch clock in softball, Mowry will have to pick the tempo up a little bit. That 1-0 delivery in for a called strike. Dwyer grounded out to short. Final out of the first inning. Taps one foul, hits her in the batter's box. And now they count 1-2. Pirates hosting the Rockies to start a three-game set. First game of a six-game homestand. Paul Skeens pitching tonight. Bucks leading 1-0, batting in the bottom of the third. Fly ball to foul area over the concession and restroom building here at Pleasant Valley. Unlike either of our pitchers tonight, Paul Skeens is perfect through three innings. So tells me Jason Tennant. Two balls and two strikes now, the count on Lily Dwyer, batting with a runner at first and nobody on and one out here in the inning. Mowry's 2-2, fly ball coming right at us here, but well shy of the fence. Morgan Boomer, the center fielder, comes in and makes the grab. Two outs now. That'll bring up Lila Gattano. Mowry set to pitch to Gattano. Walked her on five pitches first time, and Gattano pops this one up shallow center field. Second baseman Smith backs up, makes the grab. Three up, three down go the Blue Devils here in the fourth. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Mount Lebanon and Cannon McMillan scoreless here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy.
If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We go to the bottom of the fourth, and Cannon McMillan going to hit for Harley Tournay. First pitch to Mackenzie Maruschak in for a called strike. Dwyer winds and deals. Maruschak takes that pitch off the edge for a ball. Kanamak baseball team will be in action on Monday. Maruschak swings and misses, and now down 1-2 in the count. Bottom of the fourth inning. Scoreless ball game. The Big Macs, four spot in the batting order. They go to a pinch hitter here in the fourth. Pitch to Maruschak. Out of the hand, barely got out of the circle. Got a replay on that, Jason? All right. Let's see where this ball hits. Okay. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Maruschak swings and misses. Fourth strikeout now for Dwyer. That'll bring up the pitcher, Lila Mowry. Mowry lined out sharply to right, her first time up. Two hits for Cannon McMillan, both singles, one in the one spot, one in the nine spot. Pitch in for a strike at the knees to Mowry. Two hits for Mount Lebanon, a double and a single, both out of the one hitter, Becca Davis. She is hit the ball on the button. 0-1, Mowry takes it low for a ball. Only 5A softball score I don't have yet is in the 3-14 matchup, Penn Trafford and Connellsville. We'll endeavor to get that for you along with the other 6A quarter. Line shot to right field, and Lila Mowry has hit the ball on the button twice. She has two lineouts to show for it. We'll bring up first baseman Sophie Carl. Penn Trafford, a 3-2 win against Connellsville. So the three seed in the 5A bracket advances. Two outs in the inning, and the batter is Sophie Carl. Pitch into turf, ball one. 5A softball, left side of the bracket, all chalk. 1, 8, 4, and 5 all winners. 2 and 3 seeds both won, but the 6 and 7 both upset by lower seeded teams in that 5A bracket. Pitch out of the zone, two balls and no strikes to Carl. She grounded back to the pitcher in her first at-bat. Pitch misses low, ball three. I think we have all the 4 o'clock baseball finals with the exception of one. See if we can't track that down as well. 3-0. In for a called strike. Count still in the batter's favor. Carl stands in, awaits a 3-1 from Dwyer, strokes it straight at the center fielder, started in. Dineen realized that line drive was going to carry Byer, got stopped, backed up, and handled the line out. Two sharply hit balls by the Big Macs, but both ended up in outfielder gloves. We've played four. Mount Lebanon and Canada McMillan scoreless here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta, and I'm running for re-election to keep fighting for working families in the 46th District. I've worked to create family-sustaining jobs, hold government accountable, and stand strong with our first responders and law enforcement. I'll keep fighting to grow our economy, unleash Pennsylvania energy, and lower your taxes so you can keep more of your hard-earned money. I'm proudly pro-Second Amendment and pro-life, and with your support in the May 19th Republican primary, I'll continue delivering for you. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Harley Tournay has re-entered the game at third base for Canada McMillan. Lila Mowry set to work to the bottom half of the batting order. Hannah Tallarico stands in, walked on four pitches, her only plate appearance so far. First pitch misses high. She hasn't seen a strike yet. Mowry standing at the top of the circle, walks to the pitching rubber, winds and deals, and a pitch, another one out of the zone. Something about Tallarico has Mowry off her game. Six straight balls to the six hitter for Mount Lebanon in this scoreless ball game. Two hits, two left on for Lebo. Two hits, three left on for Canada McMillan. Ground ball over the pitcher, handled by the shortstop Jordan. Throw to first for the out. After the back-to-back walks that opened the second, there have been nine batters and nine outs accomplished since then. Liv Park comes to the plate, the right fielder, hit into a fielder's choice. Hit a comebacker that Mowry gloved and threw to third to get the lead runner. And then the first of two inning-ending ground ball double plays. First pitch here fouled off by Park. Ground ball, third, nice snare by Tournay, throws low, but handled by Carl at first. Outstanding infield ground ball play there by Harley Tournay. Nice help on the backside as well for Sophie Carl. Two out here in the inning. And the batter now, Sydney Donahue. He grounded into a 5-3 double play. Her first time up, that ended the second inning. First pitch down and in for a ball. Paul Skeen's perfect through four innings at PNC Park. Mowry gets the sign, walks to the rubber and deals. Line shot back past the pitcher. Gloved by the shortstop, Jordan. Throws from her knees, but not in time. Sydney Donahue with a two-out single. And that'll bring up Olivia Ride. There's struck out swinging in her only at-bat. Two outs here in the Mount Lebanon fifth. Donahue on at first. She tried to run. First pitch swinging. Ball into shallow right. Coming on, making the grab is Aurora Sheridan. Line out to right ends the Mount Lebanon fifth after a hit and one left on. We've played four and a half. Mount Lebanon and Cannon McMillan scoreless here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458729.
Bottom third of the Cannon McMillan batting order here in the fifth. Starting with Morgan Boomer, the center fielder. Hit by a pitch in the turf. Her only at bat. Swings and misses at a knee high. Like a little off speed pitch there from Dwyer. O-1 pitched. This one in the dirt. A little more over the center of the plate that time. That's the kind of pitch that Boomer was hit by her first time up. Dwyer set. Right-hander for Mount Lebanon winds and deals. Ball stroke to right on the line again. Liv Park there to snare that. Gets three line drive outs to the right fielder. Yep. One out here in the fifth. That'll bring up Callie Stonemark. This game and a broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. And any use, rebroadcast, or distribution without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. Getting a batter here, Lila Pyatt coming to the plate for Cannon McMillan. Pyatt takes low for ball one. Lila Pyatt called the hit for Stonemark here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Comes the 1-0 from Dwyer. Out and up. Two balls and no strikes. Well, by the way, the announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. Lawyers want me to finish that. 2-0 pitch. Misses low. Ball three. Dwyer trying to come all the way back now. First pitch in for a strike. Now 3-1. Lila Pyatt takes ball four. Five-pitch walk. It's the first walk issued by Dwyer. And Addie Jordan comes to the plate. A one-out walk to Pyatt. Fastball misses low. Ball one. Pyatt has three stolen bases on the year. 1-0 hit to left, and that one's going to get over the left fielder. Stroh bounces up against the wall. Piatt digging for third, going to send her. The relay from the shortstop is not in time. The pitcher blocked the catcher's view. An RBI double from Addie Jordan. She has two hits in the game, and the Big Macs take a 1-0 lead. And on the throw to the plate, Jordan took third. See the play coming all around, and the pitcher standing in front of the catcher. The catcher couldn't see where the ball was. RBI double. The pinch hitter draws a walk. The nine hitter with her second hit of the game drives in the game's first run. Now to Sheridan, pitches swung on and missed. Stroh got the ball back to Davis. Davis maybe double clutched the shortstop on the relay, but then the pitcher Dwyer standing between the shortstop and the catcher and didn't catch the throw, and neither did the catcher McClinchy. And I don't think McClinchy had much of a chance there. But it was going to be bang bang at the plate if she does get that ball. Pitch to Sheridan, tap foul, a ball on two strikes now. Winner heads to the WPIL semifinals on Tuesday to take on Hempfield. And I mentioned Hempfield, two run rule wins against each of these two teams. Only the WPIL champion goes to the state tournament out of 6A softball. 1-2, check swing, pitch misses high. They're going to appeal when the ruling from the base umpire is no swing. Dwyer winds and deals. Ball hit in the air to center field. Should be deep enough to score the run. Deneen doesn't make the catch. Dropped the ball. So a run in. Sacrifice fly, E8. And on the play, Sheridan ends up at second base. And now 2-0 Cannon McMillan here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And still only one out. Conference in the circle. This is the oft-talked-about players-only meeting. Just try to settle things down and get back at it. A couple of situations not played well in this inning. The five-pitch walk to the pinch hitter in the eighth spot. The double clutch on the relay. The pitcher blocking the catcher's view of said relay throw. And then the sack fly ball not caught in center by Deneen. Tapper up the third base line. Going to let the ball roll. And it gets into foul territory where Gaetano picks it up. Good heads-up play there by pitcher Dwyer. If she touches that in fair, she doesn't have a play. So the best idea is to let it roll. And she did, and it rolled foul. No balls and a strike to Addie Smith. One out here in the fifth. That started with a sharp line out to right. Big Macs have hit the ball solidly the last couple of innings. Ground ball going up the middle. Off the glove of second baseman Ride. Rounding third and scoring is Sheridan. It's 3-0 Cannon McMillan. Addie Smith with an RBI single. And another hard hit ball by the Big Macs. Go back to the fourth inning. The lineouts to right and to center by Mowry and Carl. Then Boomer with the lineout that started this inning. Followed up with a walk, the hard hit double, the sack fly to medium depth center, and that ground ball single. Big Macs getting the bats really tuned in here against Lily Dwyer. Jakubik to bat now. Swings and misses.
Go, Lebo!
Three runs across for Kanna McMillan. Dwyer winds and deals. Ball stroked to left center field. It's got a chance. It hits about 6 inches from the top of the fence. Heading for third is Smith. She's going to be waved. The relay is cut off. RBI double for Yakubik. And the Canamac lead is now 4-0. Second double of the inning. And that one about 6 inches shy from getting out of here. And now get a coach participating in the visit to the mound. A runner at second base. Yakubik with the double. And now Tornado bat. Gave way to a pinch hitter in the fourth inning, but re-entered the game. And it indeed will be Tournay. We're going to get a runner at second. Looks like we are indeed. So Yakubik after the base hit. And the runner here is Claire Kirker. Running for Yakubik. So Kirker becomes the designated player. Runner at second, one out, four runs across for the Max. Ground ball right at the second baseman, Ride. She'll throw to first to get the batter on the play. Kirker goes to third. Two outs now in the inning. And now Lila Mowry comes to the plate. Skeens walked a batter to give up his perfect game, by the way. Pirates leading 1-0 with Colorado batting in the fifth inning. Steal attempt and ends that. So the walk, but still only three batters, I believe, in the frame. So 15 batters through five for Paul Skeens. Here, Mowry standing in with a 1-0 count. Runner at third and two down. Four already across for the Max. Ground ball, second baseman Ride handles that. Back-to-back ground outs to end the Kanna McMillan fifth. But the damage done. Kanna McMillan scores four runs with the three hits, one big error, and a runner left on. We've played five. It's Kanna McMillan 4, Mount Lebanon nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Top of the sixth, Kanna McMillan with the 4-0 lead. Checking defensive alignments, Johnson and Tournay on the left, Smith, make sure Carl is at first base, unless the only player I can't see is Emily Boer, the catcher, but first pitch swinging, fly ball to right center, Boomer, the center fielder, got a glove on it but couldn't squeeze it, and for the third time in the game, Becca Davis has a base hit. She has hit the ball on the button all three times today. That pitch, thigh high over the middle of the plate, Double for Becca Davis. And now Danny McClinchy to the plate. Davis doing all she can. She has three of the four Mount Lebanon hits today. Two of them doubles. Both of them leading off the inning. First pitch down and in to McClinchy, ball one. We saw Davis steal third in the first inning. Will she go again? Down 4-0. You better get there. It's a long walk through that dugout if you don't. Mallory looking things over. And it took too long for the batter. And I'll just get back to my pitch clock comment. Lila Mallory takes a long time between. Check swing. Pitch taken low. Oh, no. Ooh, a swing, yes. A little ball and a strike. Davis on at second to lead off the Mount Lebanon six. Swing and a miss at a pitch up out of the zone. And now 1-2 the count. Mallory walks to the pitching rubber. And the right-hander squats down and pitches. Delivers a changeup high to even the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ground ball to third, but foul wide of the mark. Reset everything. Davis back to second. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Everybody checking their wristbands so they know what the pitch is. Mallory delivers. Fly ball down the left field line, but that's going to get down foul. Would have been trouble had it stayed in fair. Stone mark over there quickly, but could not have gotten there. Another 2-2 pitch is due to Danny McClinchy, Mount Lebanon catcher. Takes a pitch low for ball three. Struck out in the first, grounded into a double play to end the third. To tribute to the Big Mac's defense and pitcher Lila Mallory. She ended the third and is batting here not again until the sixth inning. Ball popped up, third baseman Tournay comes in and makes the catch for the first out. Soft contact on a 3-2 pitch. One out here in the Mount Lebanon sixth. Sarah Strode a bat. Pop out to third and a fly out to left. In her two at bats. Mallory ready. Runner at second still. Change up. Drops in for a called strike. Just from a spectator standpoint, that ball just so tantalizing and floating right in there, and you just never swing at it. Comes the 0-1. This one bounces. Handled by Boer. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Becca Davis looked like she might be going on that pitch, but did not. Down in her sprinter stance there at second, waiting for Mallory to toe the rubber. Now on the mark, pitch up and in, ball two. Speaking of sprinter's stances, WPIL announced this morning that track and field championships for both 2A and 3A at Slippery Rock University have been postponed one day. Will be handled on Thursday. Pop up in shallow center field. Boomer calls for it, comes in and makes the catch. Two outs. A leadoff double, and that runner still at second base, two outs later. Going to bring up the pitcher, Lily Dwyer. Dwyer gets set in the box, and then Mallory gets the signal off the wristband. Brings it change up. It drops low for ball one. Davis with the fly ball double off the glove of center fielder Boomer. Third straight hit for Davis in the one spot. 1-0 pitch grounded to third. Tournay, nice play to get across, glove it, make the throw. And the leadoff double stranded at second base. We played 5.5, Cannon McMillan 4, Mount Lebanon nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Go to the bottom of the sixth. Cannon McMillan looking to add to their 4-0 lead. It'll be 6, 7, 8 hitters due up, starting with Sophie Carl. Big opportunity there. The Big Macs added on after the error in center. Should have scored the second, but also left nobody on base. And Big Mac scored two more after that play. Doubled the lead from 2-4. Carl will lead off. Ground out back to the pitcher and a line out. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it off. Pirates have added a run in the bottom of the fifth and now lead 2-0 on Colorado. Dwyer winds and deals. Carl swings at this one, laces it to center, and off the glove of Dineen. Two base error, maybe more. Heading for third as Carl. Throw is in there quickly, but the tag down, not down in time. Three base error to open this sixth inning. Dineen just did not judge that fly ball and off the top of her glove. An insurance runner to third to lead off the sixth inning. And that'll bring up center fielder Morgan Boomer. Pitch in the turf, snared by McClinchy for ball one. Two errors on fly balls off the glove of Dineen. Ground ball through the right side into right field. Throw to first. Not in time. Base hit scores Carl. Boomer aboard with an RBI single. It's 5-0 Big Macs. Now Now Callie Stone marked to bat, shows bunt and chops it down. Ball fielded in fair territory. Low throw handled there nicely by Ride. Throw from McClinchy. Sacrifice complete. Runner to second. One out. Good job there by the second baseman. A squat down, didn't just reach, but bent down to try to get to that and handle the out. One down here in the Canamax 6. Now the 9 hitter, Addie Jordan, comes to the plate. What a big night she's had. 2 for 2. Single, a double, a run scored. Drove in a run. Broke the scoreless tie with her ringing double to left and then added on. Line shot to right. And this one gets past Liv Park. It'll score another run. This one goes all the way to the wall. Jordan rounding second easily into third with an RBI triple. Six nothing, Big Macs. Park tried to get to that, but over her and all the way to the foul pole. And back to the top of the order. Aurora Sheridan been on base twice, once by that fly ball sack fly error. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Anna Mack taking advantage of opportunities here in the fifth and sixth innings. 0-1 Sheridan strokes it into center field. That'll make it a 7-0 Big Macs lead. Third hit of the inning, and Anna Mack barreling up the softball in the, particularly these last three innings, the fourth, fifth, and here in the sixth. So Sheridan aboard with the base hit and the RBI. Swing and a miss. Big fat pitch there for Addie Smith, but she couldn't measure it exactly. There is one out in the inning. There should be two. But Canamac will take advantage of the misplays. Pitch in the turf, dug out nicely by McClinchy. Winner plays Tuesday against the one seed Hempfield. Winner of this game also wins the rubber game of the season series. Pitch down and in was low, stolen base. As Sheridan slid to the outfield side of the bag to avoid the tag by Becca Davis. Now, I'm not a big fan of the series talk. A playoff series, sure. You talk about winning the series, but you hear that in baseball and all the time, or you hear it in D1 softball. Ball popped up shallow right field, over the shoulder grab by Ride. Nice job there to get to that foul pop-up. Can I grab that again there, Jason? Can I get that one more time? Okay. Good job there by Ride, the second baseman, to get after that. And the batter now will be Lila Jakubik. Get that pop-up one more time. And actually, a fair ball caught by Ride. And Jakubik re-enters the game here, gave way to Kirker as a pinch runner, who then became the designated player. And you don't have to do anything till you come back around, but Jakubik re-enters as the DP. Pitch in the turf, skitters up the third base line. Free 60 feet on the bases for Aurora Sheridan. Ball in the turf to begin with, so wild pitch. Jakubik pops it up. First baseman Tallarico giving chase and was about 5 feet short of enough space to make the grab. That was a ball and a strike. Dwyer checks the wristband, and now Jakubik going to step out. Potential game-ending run in the on-deck circle for Kanemak. Ground ball to Ride. She'll throw to first and end the inning. So we will indeed go to the seventh, but the Big Macs score three more runs in the inning on three hits, another error, and one left on. We go to the seventh, Cannon McMillan 7, Mount Lebanon nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Mount Lebanon needs seven runs before three outs, or Cannon McMillan's going to the semifinals. First pitch swinging, ball popped up foul territory, third base side, and out of play off the bat of Lila Gattano. 5, 6, 7 hitters due up for Mount Lebanon. Gattano and Tallarico each 0-for-1 plus a walk, and Park is 0-for-2, so a combined 0-for-4. These three batters. Fastball misses high. Ball and a strike. We went scoreless through four innings. And Mowry had really settled down. It faced the minimum number of batters after giving up those two leadoff walks. Line shot to left. Gets down in front of Stonemark. And a play back to the infield in time to hold the batter to a single, Gattano, with a leadoff base hit. Fifth hit of the game for Mount Lebanon. The first by Gattano, and now Tallarico comes to the plate. Tallarico walked on four pitches her first time up. It was a stretch where Mowry was struggling to find the zone, had thrown 8 of 9 pitches out of the zone. Swing and a miss, good fastball below the knees. In that second inning, Gattano walked on 5 pitches, followed immediately by Tallarico's 4-pitch walk. But then an infield comebacker and a 5-3 ground ball double play. Tapper foul, and now 0-2 on the batter Hannah Tallarico. Quiet day tomorrow on the WPIL athletic front, at least baseball, softball, track and field, we mentioned already, postponed to Thursday. 0-2 pitch elevated a bit and lifted foul and out of play. Got away with the elevation because of the tempo on the fastball from Mowry. 1-2. Check that. No balls and two strikes. Sorry. Pitch just off the edge. Oh. And no, I don't believe in any of that jinx stuff, even though it's now 1-2. Dugout calling the pitch number out. Wrist checked all around the infield. The catcher and now Mowry deals. Another foul ball heading over toward the building here atop the hillside. nice flat top here. A little plateau up above the Pleasant Valley School here in Peters Township. Ground ball to first base line. This one's foul wide of the mark. I think our crew would agree with me. We need to get a press box built here and one at the football stadium. I got a unanimous agreement on that. Another two-strike pitch misses down and in. 2-2 the count now. Good job by Talarico staying alive on pitches in the zone and taking a couple that have been out of the zone. Mallory winds and deals. 2-2, misses high. Lila Catano at first, the leadoff single. And now the payoff pitch, comebacker. Gloved by Mallory, throw to second for one, the relay to first. And not in time. Big Macs nearly turned their third ground ball double play. Yep. And definitely across the bag before the throw got there. Mallory to Jordan, and the throw then to Carl. Not in time. One out here in the seventh. The batter now is the right fielder, Liv Park. Park 0 for 2. Comebacker and a ground out to third in her two at-bats. Mallory's first pitch, skied into right center field, coming on to make the catch is Boomer for the second out. Nice running play on a sinking line drive. And that brings up Sydney Donahue, singled her last time up. At the time was the only player not named Becca Davis to get a base hit for Mount Lebanon. Cannon McMillan leading 7-0, looking for one more out to return to the semifinals. Change up in for a called strike. A little humpback to that pitch. Not the really, really slow change, but certainly not the Mallory fastball. Donahue, the 8 hitter in the Mount Lebanon lineup. One pitch, swing and a miss. And the fastball up above the letters, chased by Donahue. Mount Lebanon has not had any inning with more than four batters to the plate. 0-2, popped up. Foul territory, third baseman Carl comes in, makes the grab to end the ball game. For Mount Lebanon in the seventh, no runs, a hit, and one left on base. On to the semifinals for Cannon McMillan. The season ends for Mount Lebanon. We'll recap it for you when we come back in just a couple of minutes. Your final score, Cannon McMillan 7, Mount Lebanon nothing, on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure.
Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Welcome back to Pleasant Valley, where Canna McMillan is moving on. They've picked up their ninth win of the season. They beat Mount Lebanon for the second time in three outings, and the Big Macs win it by a 7-0 final score. So, recap the way it happened. We went scoreless through four and a half. Mount Lebanon had four batters in the first, second, and fifth innings. Three batters only, despite having a base hit in the third. Three batters in the third, three in the fourth. They finished up with only four batters in the sixth and seventh. Never had a fifth batter get to the plate in any inning. But we go to the bottom of the fifth. Canna McMillan at the bottom part of the batting order. After one out, pinch hitter Lila Pyatt drew a walk, and Addie Jordan blistered a double over the head of the left fielder Sarah Stroh. It drove in Pyatt, and Jordan went to third on the throw back to the infield. A fly ball off the bat of Aurora Sheridan to center field, deep enough to score the run, but Greta Dineen dropped the fly ball, and Sheridan ended up at second base. Addie Smith singled to score her to make it 3-0, and Lila Jakubik followed with a double to drive in Smith, and that put the Big Macs up 4-0. To the bottom of the sixth, Sophie Carl hit a fly ball to center that Greta Dineen again didn't catch and ended up as a three-base error. Carl to third. Morgan Boomer with a base hit to drive that run in. Sacrificed to second, and Addie Jordan tripled home Boomer, then scored on Sheridan's base hit to set the final score. Canna McMillan, seven runs on eight hits, no errors, and five left on. Mount Lebanon, no runs, five hits, two errors, and five left on. Lila Mowry, the winning pitcher, a seven-inning complete game shutout, gave up the five hits, walked two, and struck out two. Lily Dwyer takes the loss. Six innings, charged with seven runs, five earned on eight hits, a walk, a hit batter, and four strikeouts. We'll check some individual numbers when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
I'll take a look at some individual notes for you. First of all, for Mount Lebanon, Becca Davis, what a game she had offensively. Stung the ball three different times, two doubles and a single. Davis with three of the five Mount Lebanon base hits. And then on the other side of the ledger, I want to mention that Lily Dwyer, the Mount Lebanon pitcher, held Canna McMillan to just two singles, separated by nine spots in the batting order through the first four innings. Four and a third innings with just two hits for the Big Macs, but then the eruption happened, and a couple of those notes include Aurora Sheridan, 2-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored. Addie Smith was 1-for-3 and a run driven in. Lila Jakubik with an RBI double. Morgan Bloomer with a base hit and two at-bats and a run driven in. And Addie Jordan was 3-for-3, single, double, triple. Just needed another chance to hit the home run and get to the cycle. She scored a couple of runs and drove in two as well. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Save the best for last. Our player of the game, single, double, triple in that order. Two runs scored, two runs driven in. Addie Jordan, the nine-hitter for the Big Macs, crucial in tonight's 7-0 win, and she is our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Scores for you in 5A softball, West Allegheny over Greater Latrobe, 11-1 in five innings. Thomas Jefferson beat South Fayette here, a game we had for you, 3-2. Plum all over Trinity, 12-2 in six innings. And here in the 6A bracket, Canna McMillan on to the semifinals with a 7-0 win. Baseball action, 3A first-round game. Charleroi a winner at W&J's Ross Memorial Park, 4-2. Avonworth and Waynesburg going to the 7th. Avonworth up about 6 on Waynesburg going to the final innings there at W&J's Ross Memorial Park. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS has been brought to you in part by Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half century of service. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington, moving forward together. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate, find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Get a day off tomorrow, then jump back in full bore on Thursday with a full slate of softball action across the WPIL. Coverage will include the Washington County doubleheader at Trinity Middle School, featuring Bentworth, Burgettstown, Chartres, Houston, and Wash High. Thanks to head coaches Michelle Moeller and Paige Florida, Justin Piles, Mark Elphinstone, and the crew here at Peters Township. For our floor director, Jason Tennant, Noah Tennant on camera, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks for being with us here on Pennsylvania's Radio Sports Leader. From Pleasant Valley Elementary, your final score in the 6A softball quarterfinals. Canna McMillan 7, Mount Lebanon nothing. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.